His mother says her son is on suicide watch and is in solitary confinement after having been assaulted in jail.
It's very hopeless and very depressed and very scared. It's very hard to hear your child hopeless.
Alina Machado, CNN, Atlanta.
Alina, thank you so much. I want to bring in Justin Carter's father, Jack Carter. He's joining us from Austin this morning. Jack, thank you so much for coming in. This is clearly difficult for you and your family, especially your son. First off, how is your son doing? We've told he's on suicide watch. How is he doing, and what's the latest on this case?
His grandmother talked to him last night when he called, and he's very depressed. He's very scared. And he's very concerned that he's not going to get out. He's pretty much lost all hope.
And what is the latest status of his case? He's now been behind bars for 5 months.
That's correct. He was incarcerated on the 14th of February, and as of yesterday, we were able to secure a law firm that was going to take his case for pro bono. So hopefully we're going to work towards getting him out as soon as possible.
And Jack, this is every parent's absolute worst nightmare. What was your reaction when you found out that you got the call that your son had been arrested for making terroristic threats on Facebook?
At first, I was completely shocked. I thought it was a joke. I couldn't believe the person who called me. I kept telling them they have to be kidding. When I realized that he wasn't, I literally broke down crying and walked off the job I was on. And I had to have a friend come pick me up downtown because I couldn't drive.
Now, Jack, this is tough because everyone knows that kids say dumb things and kids say a lot of things on the internet, especially on their Facebook pages. But after every school shooting, you know, people also say someone must have known something and I wish someone would have said something. Do you see that?